Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Shalom Maseches Yuma Daf Beis, and we are starting Alpha and Beis about three lines off the bottom with the word Viasvine. And today's Daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, before we start the Daf, pay attention to the following. From the beginning of this Yerushalmi cycle, which began almost 3 years ago on the 20th of Cheshvan or November 14th, depending which date you want to use, we have been using the Tzuras Daf of the Eiz V'Hadar. And for those using Art Scroll, everything was perfectly in sync because Art Scroll used the Eiz V'Hadar Tzuras Daf. Now, here I discovered something interesting. Maseches Yuma is the first Masechta in which Art Scroll deviates and has their own Tzuras Daf, which although is just slightly off, it accounts for a 5-daf discrepancy. In the Eiz V'Hadar version, this Masechta ends on Daf Nun Beis. In Art Scroll, it ends on Daf Nun Zayin. So for now, until further notice, we're going to be using the Art Scroll pagination. One of the practical nafkaminas being that we're going to be learning this Masechta for 57 days and not 52 days. The next nafkamina is, since these Shirim are given from the Eiz V'Hadar version, they're going to begin with the place marker in the Eiz V'Hadar, and then we're going to say, and in Art Scroll, it's in such and such place. And so we already did the first half of that we're starting Aleph Amud Beis, three lines off the bottom with the word Viasvine, and in the Art Scroll version, it's on Beis Amud Aleph, three lines in with the word Viasvine. Now that we had that introduction, here's the next introduction, bringing us up to speed of where the Sug is holding. The Mishnah had taught us that we have to be mafresh, we have to separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife for 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Gemara had taught B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan that this is learned from the Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, where Aaron HaKohen was separated 7 days before doing the Avodah, so it's the same thing before Yom Kippur. Now Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yechanan, if that's where we learn it from, then Prisha should be Ma'akiv like it was by the Miluim. Namely, just like by the Miluim, if Aaron HaKohen was not separated, he wasn't Mekayim Prisha, he wasn't able to do the Avodah, so too by Yom Kippur. But we know by Yom Kippur that's not so, because the Mishnah itself taught that a replacement Kohen Gadol is arranged and he doesn't need Prisha, so it must be that it's not Ma'akiv. How could that be? If one's being learned from the other, they should have the same din. Now the Gemara then asked if Rabbi Yechanan accepted Reish Lakish's question or if not. And the answer was yes, he did. And how do we know this? Because Rav Manna had commented on this in surprise, asking his own question, why did Rabbi Yechanan listen to this question from Reish Lakish and just accept it? He should have responded with X, Y, and Z. Now clearly we see from Rav Manna's question that Rabbi Yechanan accepted Reish Lakish's question. So now he just have to go on to see what Rav Manna held Rabbi Yechanan should have said. And that's where we're holding in the Gemara. This is in the middle of Rav Manna's statement, Viasvine. He should have asked as follows, what we've never found anywhere, that something that's ma'akev is learned from something that's not ma'akev, or vice versa, something that's not ma'akev is being learned from something that's ma'akev. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan should have responded to Reish Lakish, it doesn't make a difference that Prisha by the Miluim is ma'akev, and Prisha by the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur is not ma'akev. We can still learn one from the other, and here we're going to have a number of sources for this. It says in the Pasuk, Umalak v'hikter, and he shall do Malika and be makter, is referring to an Ayla Sa'if, a bird Ayla. Oh, it's a comparison between Malika and Akhtara in the Pasuk. Beis Amud Aleph on the top of the Gemara continues, Ma, Haktara Baruch HaMizbeach, that's proper girsa. Just like Haktara has to be done at the top of the Mizbeach, Af Malika Baruch HaMizbeach, so too Malika should be done at the top of the Mizbeach. However, Malika Ma'akeves, Ve'ain Haktara Ma'akeves. Malika is Ma'akev and Haktara is not Ma'akev. If he didn't do Malika to the bird, it's not kosher, but for whatever reason something happened to the bird before Haktara, it's not Ma'akev, and that's fine. So we see that something that is Ma'akev is being learned from something that's not Ma'akev. We see this in another situation, Tamid Tamid. We have two words, Tamid. Namar Tamid B'Chavitin. It says the word Tamid by the Chavitin, which is the mincha that's brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day, half in the morning, half in the evening. V'namar Tamid B'Lechem Apanim. It says the word Tamid B'Lechem Apanim. And what's the limud? Ma Tamid Ha'amar B'Lechem Apanim. Shnei Masar, that's proper girsa. Just like when it says Tamid B'Lechem Apanim, that means 12. I mean, there's 12 loaves of Lechem Apanim every single week in the Beis Hamikdash. Af Tamid Amar B'Chavitim Shnei Masar. So to the Tamid that's said by the Chavitin, the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol has to be made into 12 loaves. However, Lechem Apanim Ma'akev and Chavitin Ma'akeves. Lechem Apanim is Ma'akev. There has to be 12 loaves. If it's made into less than that, then it's not kosher. But the Chavitin is not Ma'akev. If it's made into less than 12 loaves, is not a problem. We have a similar Joshua, Lekicha Lekicha. Namar Lekicha Mitzrayim. It says Lekicha by Mitzrayim. This is when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim and they were preparing their Karbonis Pesach. And everyone was told, Lekachta Maguza as Ezoiv, Utvalta Madama Sherbasaf. You should take a bundle of Ezoiv, a bundle of Hyssop, and dip it into the bucket of blood and put it all around the doorposts. Namar Lekicha Balulav. It says Lekicha by Lulav. And we know Lulav is a bundle. Malekicha Amar Mitzrayim Aguda, Av Lekicha Amar Lulav Aguda. Just like the Lekicha by Mitzrayim, it was an Agudas Ezoiv. It had to be a bundle, it was bundled all together, so to Lulav has to be bundled. However, Lulav Ma'akev Mitzrayim Ein Ma'akeves. By Lulav, it's Ma'akev. If it's not bundled, if it's not bound together, so it's not okay, but Mitzrayim, it's not a problem. Harim Otsonu, we find the Dover Ma'akev Lamin Dover She'ein Ma'akev, the Dover She'ein Ma'akev Lamin Midover Ma'akev. That something that's Ma'akev is learned from something that's not Ma'akev, something that's not Ma'akev is being learned from something that is Ma'akev. The Rish Lakish's question on Rabbi Yechanan really isn't valid, and once again, that's where Rav Manna was surprised that Rabbi Yechanan just accepted the question and didn't respond with this thing that we just learned. Something more continues with this. Harim Shem Elakish Makshila. Rish Lakish asked this question on Rabbi Yechanan. Minahan Ma'asila Rabbi Shem Elakish. So does Rish Lakish know the din of Prisha of a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur? Where does he he get it from? What's his source? And the answer is Tani Rabbi Shmuel. It's like Rabbi Shmuel taught in the Braisa, Bezois Yavai Aron al Kodesh. In regards to Avodah Yom Kippur itself, it says Bezois Yavai Aron al Kodesh. With this, iron should come to the Kodesh, meaning with this, the iron should go into the Kodesh Kadashim. So obviously, that's talking about Yom Kippur Avodah. Now, what does that mean with this? But Amr Be'inyan, in regards to that which is said in this Inyan, that's how he should go into the Kodesh Kadashim. And Ma'amr Be'inyan, what's said regarding this Inyan? Mafrishin Oisei Kol Shiva, we separate him for 7 days by the Miluim, Va'ovid Kol Shiva, and he does Avodah all 7 days. And Mechanchin Oisei Kol Shiva, we prepare him, we teach him all 7 days. Avzeh, so to over here, by Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Oisei Kol Shiva, we're Mafrish him from his house for 7 days, Va'ovid Kol Shiva, and he does Avodah all 7 days, and Mechanchin Oisei Kol Shiva, and Mechanchin him all 7 days. So that's a Limud. Ask the Gemara, V'chi Amr Hu Be'inyan, was this said regarding this Inyan? What Rish Lakish just did was take a pasuk that said regarding Yom Kippur and tell us that it's really referring to the Miluim. How is this pasuk referring to the Miluim? It's not. It's talking about the void of Yom Kippur. And the answer is Elmi Kimish Mises Bnei Aaron Amur Be'inyan. Since the death of the sons of Aaron, that's regarding this matter. V'loy Mesu El Miluim. They only died by the Miluim. K'moy Shu Ar Be'inyan. It's as if it's said in this Inyan. Let's explain this. This pasuk that we're talking about of Bezois Yavai Aaron Al Kodesh is found in Parshas Achrei Mois. And you're right. It's talking about the void of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. However, how does Parshas Achrei Mois start out? Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. After the death of the two sons of Aaron, referring to Nadav Navi who had brought Ketores inside the Kodesh Kedoshim and they died. And when did that happen? That it happened during the Shivas Yomei Miluim. And so the Miluim very much does have to do with the Avodah Yom Kippur. The Rish Lakish learns that just like Aaron was separated, he had Prisha by the Miluim, so too the Kohen Gadol, when he does Avodah Yom Kippur, he has to have Prisha for 7 days beforehand. Ask the more of that, so V'lei Soifei Derb Shem Lakish Mishmi'inim and Adain Kraya, then doesn't that ultimately mean that Rish Lakish is learning from the same exact Pasuk, meaning from the same source that Rabbi Yechon is learning from, namely from the Miluim, that just like by Miluim there's Prisha, so too by Yom Kippur there's Prisha. And that means that the same question that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon should really be asked on himself. Since Prisha is Ma'akev by the Miluim, Prisha should be Ma'akev by Yom Kippur. And the answer is that actually, yes, the same question does apply to Rish Lakish. And so you're wondering, why did he ask Rabbi Yechonon if it's the same question on his own Limud? Ella, Ke'enish D'Shaa Milo Makshela. He's just like a person who hears something and asks on it. When Rabbi Yechon said his Shita, Rish Lakish says, hey, I have a question on you. Even though Rish Lakish had the same question on himself, still he has the same question on Rabbi Yechonon, so he asked Rabbi Yechonon as well. So it's not a problem. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he tells us differently. Tamar Rishim and Lakish, what should Rish Lakish's source that the Kohen Gadol needs Prisha by Yom Kippur? It says in the pasuk Vayishkan Kved Hashem al Har Sinai that the covet of Hashem rests in Har Sinai, and this is by Kabbalah Satira. What do we know from here? Ma Moshe Loi Nichas Lefnayv Lefnim Achin Skadish Ba'anun Kol Sheva. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go Lefnayv Leflim, he didn't go up on Har Sinai until he had the kedusha of the Anun all 7 days. Based on top of Aaron Loi Nichas Lefnayv Lefnim Achin Esrav B'Shemen Amishcha Kol Sheva. So too Aaron, he didn't go Lefnayv Lefnim into the Kodesh Kedoshim in the Mishkan until he also had Prisha, until he had the Shemen Amishcha for 7 days. Then we go back to the first understanding of Shitas Reish Lakish, and the question as follows. Why is the death of the sons of Aaron brought in regards to the Avodah Yom Kippur if they only died by the Miluim? According to Rish Lakish, it's understandable because we learn Prisha of Yom Kippur from the Prisha of Miluim. So that's why the death of the sons of Aaron is brought by Yom Kippur Avodah. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, what's the whole purpose of bringing it? So Amar Rechim Rabbal, he says, Bnei Aaron Be'echem Nisan Mesu, the sons of Aaron died on the first of Nisan, that's by the inauguration of the Mishkan. V'lamahu Maskim Yisosim Yom Kippurim. So why is it mentioned by the discussion of Yom Kippur Avodah? Lametcha to teach you, Shekashem Shem Kippur Mechaper al Yisrael, the just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper for the Yidin, Kach Misosan Shal Tzadikim Mechaper al Yisrael. So to the death of Tzadikim is Mechaper for Yidin as well. And Omer Barabina, he says something similar, Lamasamacha Kosov Mises Miriam of Parshas Para, why is it the death of Miriam is right next to the Din of Paraduma in the Psukim? Lametcha to teach you, Shekashem Shefer Par Mechaper al Yisrael, just like the ashes of the Paraduma is Mechaper for Yidin, meaning it's Metar for them, Kach Misosan Shal Tzadikim Mechaper al Yisrael, so to the death of Tzadikim, over here referring to Miriam, that's Mechaper for the Yidin. And something similar, Omer Yudin Bar Shalom. Why is the pasuk right about the death of Aaron next to the breaking of Luchas? That the death of Tzadikim is harsh, it's difficult, it's challenging for Hashem, like the breaking of the Luchas. Now, once we're talking about the death of Aaron, we have something else regarding it. Except the pasuk says, the Bnei Yisrael traveled from Be'er's Bnei Yakon to Maisera, and Shameis Aaron, that's where Aaron died. Now, the problem is, that Aaron died in Maisera, he died in Harahar. Because the pasuk says, "Vayal Aaron Hakayin El Har Hahar Al Pi Hashem Vayamas Sham." The Aaron Hakayin went up to Har Hahar Al Pi Hashem, and he died over there. So we see he died in Har Hahar, not in Maisera. Why is this pasuk saying that he died in Maisera? Ella, it's because of the following. And pay attention; it's a little bit long. Mekimin Shemes Aaron. When the Aaron died in Har Hahar, Nistalgo Nani Akavid, then Nani Akavid left. That's because they were there Bischos Aaron, and Ubikshu Hakananim Lizgari's Bum. The Kananim wanted to attack the Yidden, and that's why the pasuk says, "Vishma Hakanani Melch Arad Yoshev HaNegev." The Kanani, the king of Arad, who was Yoshev HaNegev, he heard Kibay Yisrael Derech HaSarim, that the Yidden came Derech HaSarim, Vayelochem BeYisrael, and he fought against the Yidden. Now the question is, Ma'u Derech Asarim, what does that mean? They came Derech Asarim. And the answer is not referring to a pathway called the Way of Asarim. Rather, it means Kimeis HaTayr HaGadol. It means the great guide died. Tayr means a guide. Shahaya Tar Lohemes HaDerech, that he would guide the way for them. That's what Derech HaAsarim is. Miloshan Tayr or Tar, to guide. In other words, Aaron HaKohen died, and now the Nanei HaKavod who led the way for them are not there anymore. And because of that, Ubar V'Nizgarubam, that's what the Kananim came and fought against them. Now, what happened when they were attacked? Ubikshi Yisrael Lachsol Mitzrayim. The Yidden want to go back to Mitzrayim. And they retreated 8 Matzois, 8 different encampments that they had already been in. They went 8 of those backwards. Verotz Achrav Shifta Shalevi, and Shevet Levi chased after the Yidden who were retreating. Vahargu Menu Shmoinim Shpachais, and killed 8 families out from them. In the listing of all the families that went into Mitzrayim, we see 8 families that are listed that are not listed in a later count. It's because they were killed out by Shevet Levi. There's 5 from Shevet Binyamin and 3 from other Shvatim. And Afheim Hargu Menu Arba. They also killed from them 4, meaning those who were retreating fought back against Levi, and they ended up wiping out 4 families of Levi. However, the pasuk does tell us about a resurgence of 4 of the families that were wiped out. Later on, the few remaining members ended up redeveloping and becoming big enough that they got named on their own. It says the pasuk, La'amrami li'itzhari l'chevroini la'ziyeli. And the question is, Amos Haichazru, when is it they made it back, that they ended up rebuilding these families that were originally wiped out? Bimei David, in the days of David, Hador HaSiv, that's what the pasuk says, Yifrach b'yom av tzadik v'rav shalom ad b'liyareach. And the solution of Yifrach b'yom av tzadik is solution of flowering in the days of a tzadik. So now we finally get to this answer of why it says that Aaron died in Maisera when he really didn't. So Amru, the Yidden told themselves, Mi garm lanu l'dam halalu, what was the cause of all this bloodshed for us? Why is it so many people had to be killed? Amru, so they answered, Al shalo yasinu chesed amoyse tzadik, it's because we didn't do chesed with that tzadik, with Aaron HaKayin, we didn't eulogize him properly, and therefore, v'yashvu, v'kashru, hespidai, v'gamlu l'tzadik chesed, they sat, and they arranged, and they were maspid, and they did chesed for that tzadik, for Aaron HaKayin, v'hel le'alein ha'makim ki'ilu meis sham, v'nikbar sham, v'gamlu l'tzadik chesed. It was treated for them as if the tzadik died there and was buried there, and they did chesed for the tzadik over there, and that's why it says, the sham meis Aaron. He didn't die in Maisera, he died in Har HaHar, but since they made sure to eulogize him properly in Maisera, that's why it says that he died in Maisera. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Miluim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.